This is Twit.
Twitter announced quarterly earnings this afternoon. Earnings were up, but user growth was down. This has been one of the most highly anticipated earnings reports for the company, with a lot riding on CEO Dick Costolo's shoulders. And it's fair to say that investors are getting a little impatient with the company. There are rumors that Costolo is on his way out. And ahead of this afternoon's earnings call, The Verge reported a leaked memo from Costolo regarding the way Twitter deals with trolls. Although it's surprising to read that a CEO thinks his company sucks and that he's ashamed, I think we can all agree that Twitter could do more to combat the rampant sexism, racism, and overall meanness on the network. We'll talk more about that with our guest Danny Sullivan a little later in the show. But first, the second largest health insurance company in the United States was hacked last week. The breach exposed the Social Security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and other data for as many as 80 million customers. Insurance company Anthem is working with both the FBI and security firm Mandiant on tracking down the perpetrators. Bloomberg sources say the Chinese government is the leading suspect in the hack. Note that the attack affected the customers of Anthem sub-brands like Anthem Blue Cross, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Amerigroup, CareMore, Unicare, HealthLink, and others. You can find a link to the whole list on our website. The company says they believe that no medical-related information was compromised. Look out, Apple Watch. The 1980s are breathing down your neck. The ailing Swiss watch company Swatch announced today that they'll be releasing a smartwatch at the same time the Apple Watch is set to hit the market this spring. Swatch CEO Nick Hayek says the watch will have mobile payment capabilities. It will work with Windows and Android, and it will connect to the internet without having to be charged. Really? How will it do anything? To be fair, Bloomberg Business is reporting that Swatch has a brand that's been making touchscreen watches since 1999, and the company already sells versions with altimeters, compasses, and sensors that can track a diver's descent. Well, I can't wait to see what they do with a watch that doesn't need to be charged.